So what have you picked for us next?
Okay, so that last book was true. It was non-fiction. The next book sounds as though it might be, but it's not. It's a story. It's a novel. The book is called The History of Bees, and it's by a Norwegian author, and I think it's Maya Lunde.
Say it with confidence. That's what they tell you in radio. Say it with confidence.
There we are. Anyway, we'll find out, I'm sure, for next month. This is her first book, and it's an international bestseller. So we'll see what we think of it. But it's summer, isn't it? So we're seeing bees in the garden and the beekeepers will be collecting the honey.
And
so,
talk about how we must save our bees,
yes,
and keep our bees safe as
and
well.
And this is a book to explain that further, no doubt. It's set in three different time zones. So it's in England in the 1850s, United States in 2007, around that time, and in China in the future, 2098. And it tells the story of these three different scenarios, three different families, all related to bees. They keep bees as a family, as a business, and as a worker. And the stories are in their own right, but they're all interlinked as well. And it's about the importance of bees through these different stories over the ages and how we need to look after them for the future, I think.
Have you read it?
No,
excellent.
I've started reading it, and it's very readable, very interesting. So I've had a dip into each of the three stories. So I think it's going to be quite fascinating.
Going
so,
to be?
Yes.
The History of Bees by Maya, so M-A-J-A-L-U-N-D-E. So Maya Lunde, The History of Bees. So that's our next read, and we'll talk about it at the beginning of next. The year goes past, and we'll be talking about it in August, when
yes,
the summer will be practically over at this rate as well. Anything you want to mention? Any talks coming up? Anything particular?
There's lots of author events coming up, but the one in July is by crime writer James Henry. He'll be speaking at Browser's Bookshop on the 25th, and he'll be talking about his new crime novel, which is called Yellowhammer, after the bird. And it's set in Essex and Suffolk, this book, in the 1980s, and it's a police procedural book.
Sounds my sort of book.
There are two murders near a farm, and it's all about the police investigation that follows. But James, the author, is a keen bird watcher, hence the title. And so he's given this pastime to one of his detectives in the book as well. So there's lots of excuse for birdwatching scenarios and rural life in the book, as well as being the opportunity to spot Suffolk destinations that he's got in there and solving the mysteries of the two crimes as well. So it's a great read, and it follows on from his first book, which was set with the same characters and period, and that was called Blackwater, and that was set around Malden. So it's going to be
interesting. What's the date of the talk?
It's the 25th of July,
okay,
at 7:30.
7:30.
At Browsers.
And what's your phone number at Browsers?
01394 388 9090.
Okay.
Sorry, there are lots more coming up as well, if I've got time. So on the 7th of August, we've got another crime writer, Peter Robinson, who is famous for the DCI Bank series. So they're now on TV with Stephen Tomkinson as the lead. But this is his 25th novel. Astonishing. And so he'll be talking about that. And that's at Woodbridge Library on the lunchtime of at 1 o'clock.
I was very cross when I saw it was at lunchtime.
Yes, I'm sorry.
So I can't get there.
No. Can't he visit you?
Could he come and sit on my sofa?
Yes.
We'll do a contra deal. That's
yes,
a good deal.
And in the autumn, there are lots of really big names coming. Patrick Gale in September, Kate Humble in November, Dan Snow also in November, the same weekend, and Alan Johnson, the MP, in December, and they're all in Woodbridge.
Okay, you have to be swift to book some of those up, I think.
That's
and
right.
Don't forget, you look at Catherine's website, which will also list a lot of these as well. So CatherineLana.com, and Catherine begins with a C. And the book we're going to read, so we want to hear from you when you've done it, The History of Bees, by Maya Lunde. Thank you very much.